In the tradition of Transylvanian Unitarian worship custom, I begin with a passage from the Christian scriptures, Mark 12, 28 through 34. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.'" In preparing for this presentation, I found the Hungarian word kalaka used several times in the letters written by Christine Fredrickson Balázs in her descriptions of their vision of a community house. Kalaka, in many Hungarian dialects, refers to a group that works together. For instance, when Christine describes how the Mészka congregation converted a shed into a children's room in 1930, she advises that they called a kalaka of the carpenters of the village to make little tables and benches. I like that word. I was interested to see that it has even snuck into the lexicon of some folks in the U.S. to refer to a form of carpooling and other shared endeavors. It's too good a word to let go of. Say it after me, kalaka. Isn't that better than committee? Same number of syllables, starts with a k sound, but three fewer letters. To me, kalaka evokes the embodiment of all that is right with committees. Shared vision, common purpose, a spirit of volunteerism, honest sweat, sore backs, and love made manifest. And none of the negative connotations as illustrated by this quote from Fred Allen. Committee, a group of folks who individually can do nothing, but as a group decide that nothing can be done. I think that I'm going to humbly propose that we change the name of the Partner Church Committee to the Partner Church Kalaka. As chair, I'll probably have pretty good luck with that. It might be a little harder sell with the Interiors Committee and the Fundraising Committee, but I urge any of you who are on a committee to at least consider the possibility. Deborah, doesn't social justice kalaka have a nice ring to it? Okay. Throughout the years, since BUF's first lay travelers visited Mészka in 2001, admiration of the spirit of kalaka has been spoken of again and again. We didn't have this wonderful word for it then, but now it makes perfect sense. In 2001, the entire community came together to welcome the first lay visitors from their partner church. The children had practiced dances, the community pooled their resources to make a special meal for the entire community. Meetings were planned, speeches were made, kalaka. In subsequent years, we have admired how the entire community has made kalaka again and again to shore up and remodel the parish house, to host regional youth conferences, to refurbish the church, to celebrate the installation of their new minister, to tear down the 12-foot by 20-foot building that was serving as their community house and build in its place the beautiful Ferenc Balázs Community House. I was fortunate enough to be in the group of Buff pilgrims who traveled to Transylvania and to Mészka in 2001. We had so much fun with the children and in and around the old community house. In visits in later years, the little building, about the size of a one-car garage, served as the venue for many joyous and also solemn occasions. But it was too small to hold the entire community for church services in the winter months when they could not meet in their own beautiful church because it could not be heated. It couldn't be used for community events, and they couldn't use it to invite groups from the larger community because it wasn't big enough. They didn't have cooking facilities or indoor plumbing. But still, the vision of a community house was never far from their minds. In 2004, the Boise representatives asked the leaders of Mészka congregation to identify goals that they felt they could accomplish themselves and areas where they might need additional help. They told us they felt that they could fortify and weatherproof the historic parish house and fix the fence around the ancient cemetery, but they felt that they needed that the needed expansion of the community house was beyond their capabilities as a community. They felt that a larger space would allow them the opportunities to have expanded children's activities, larger gatherings, and possibly serve meals to traveling UU pilgrims to help generate income. Our congregation rose to the challenge to raise money, and Enneke Anderson Young, the daughter of Ferenc and Christine Balázs, was also able to make several donations over the years to help make the dreams a reality for the congregation her parents served. In 2012, after careful planning and hard work, the community completed the majority of the project. The first floor of this two-story building was adequate to accomplish most of their goals, particularly those of housing the entire congregation for winter services. And this past year, they set about to complete the upper floor. Soon they will be able to offer it as a guest house to help the building become self-sustaining. Yesterday, when I reviewed the photos of the building of the community house, I realized that the old wooden benches and narrow tables that were being used as makeshift sawhorses and storage shelves and even stools were the very tables and benches built by the Kalaka of Carpenters in 1930. I couldn't help but wonder if those volunteers over 83 years ago imagined how their utilitarian handiwork would play a part in the lives of their descendants. Our fellowship is part of the Kalaka that helped to build the Ferenc Balázs Community House. Can we imagine how this building will impact the lives of this community for the next 83 years? Other Unitarian congregations in Transylvania have accomplished similar goals, with or without the help of partner churches in the United States. But it is my opinion that the legacy of Ferenc Balázs has been a major catalyst to help the Mészka congregation fulfill their dreams. Balázs was a brilliant young man who stayed behind in Transylvania after his family emigrated from Transylvania to Hungary after World War I. He wanted to become a Unitarian minister, in part because in the church, the Hungarian language and culture could still be preserved after Transylvania was ceded to Romania, and the Hungarian people were arbitrarily placed under the rule of a culture that was foreign to them. After seminary, Ferenc was given a scholarship to study at Manchester College, Oxford, and then was offered two additional years of study at Star King School for the Ministry in Berkeley, California. It was there he met Christine Fredrickson. Had Francis stayed in the U.S. and accepted the invitation for further study at Harvard, he and Christine would probably have been able to lead a comfortable life. But he heard that the situation was much worse in Transylvania and was determined to go home. Christine said she would go too. Franz traveled home by way of Asia, stopping in Japan, Korea, China, India, Nepal, and Palestine. When he arrived at his parents' home in Hungary in 1928, he was penniless, shoeless, and worn sick. He returned to Transylvania and asked for assignment to a village church, hoping to get Mayska. He had to wait for 2 years, working as a dormitory supervisor in a boys' high school. But in 1930, he was assigned to Mayska. In the meantime, Christine had made her way to Transylvania, also traveling through Asia. In Mayska, Balázs hoped to be able to test the theories that had developed over his years of study and travel. As he came to his new ministry, he saw God as the unifying, natural process of all life, including humanity. He believed that the major role of humanity was to create community, and that the major reason for religion was to continually increase the sense of community within each person's consciousness and to bring all the individual consciousness together to bring into being a beloved community based on love. Religion to Balázs rested in not knowing that God exists, but in doing something about it. At Mayska, Balázs attempted to help his parishioners appreciate that they had the power to bring into being the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God was the loving community of people. To quote Balázs, "My goal of life, my share of God's kingdom is growing, is to realize God's life in some further degree, right here in this village and valley, to make Mayska God's village in my time. Our one great task, I repeat 100,000 times, is to make our lives truly blessed, blessed to make this common life." In the traditional Unitarian church life, the minister cared individually for each person and family, usually starting first with the well-to-do. Balázs broke with tradition by trying to bring people together in groups to tackle various problems or to learn new things. When he did spend time with individuals and families, he started with the landless peasants and small landowners. Also, his style of preaching did not contain the usual shouts, condemnations, and threats. Not everyone came around to these new ways, and it could be argued quite effectively that he did not realize his dream of making Mayska God's village in his time. But the seeds were planted. He seemed to predict this in his poem written early in his life in the village. "My destiny is this, to be understood by few, in the lives of some, to be a leaven, for many others, to be a goad. I carry, however, the seed of the future." Transylvania and Feri's beloved Mayska have had more than their share of struggles and hardships in the ensuing years, with World War II, the rise of Romanian nationalism, the crushing dictatorship of Nicolae Ceausescu, and the economic hardships of the past several years. But the seeds that Balázs and others in his community helped to plant seem to have taken tenuous root. As we look to the lessons of hundreds of years of Unitarian struggles in Transylvania, the vision of Ferenc Balázs and the past 83 years in the life of our partner congregation and Mayska, what lessons can we take away? Most of us can't even begin to understand what it is like to live as one of an oppressed minority, a foreigner in the land of our ancestors. We haven't faced decades of totalitarianism and ultra-nationalism, but the lessons of community, the spirit of Kalaka, can be learned. What seeds do we need to sow in our church, in our community, our cities, counties, and state to make it more likely to find ourselves not far from the kingdom of God?